Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sunil Varma. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi discusses West Asia situation with Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian. Expresses concern over escalation of tensions and loss of civilian lives. Iran's new supreme leader, Ayatollah Mojtaba Khamenei, vows to continue attacks on Gulf Arab countries and use closure of Strait of Hormuz as leverage against US and Israel. An American military refueling aircraft crashes in Iraq during Operation Epic Fury. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to release 22nd installment of PM Kisan scheme from Guwahati today to also launch multiple development projects in Assam. Sumit Antil wins gold in javelin throw at World Para Athletics Grand Prix in New Delhi. And India confirmed their berth in upcoming FIH Hockey Women's World Cup 2026. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a conversation with Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian to discuss the serious situation in the West Asian region. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he expressed deep concern over the escalation of tensions and the loss of civilian lives as well as damage to civilian infrastructure. Prime Minister Modi said the safety and security of Indian nationals, along with the need for unhindered transit of goods and energy, remain India's top priorities. He reiterated India's commitment to peace and stability and urged for dialogue and diplomacy. Iran's new supreme leader, Ayatollah Mojtaba Khamenei, vowed to keep up attacks on Gulf Arab countries and use the effective closure of the strategic Strait of Hormuz as leverage against the United States and Israel. It was his first public statement since being chosen to succeed his father, who was killed in an Israeli strike. Mojtaba Khamenei, who Israel suspects was wounded in the opening salvo of the war, has not appeared in public since then. In a statement read by a state TV news anchor, he vowed to avenge those killed in the war. The statement signaled a willingness to continue the war that has disrupted global energy supplies, international travel, and the relative safety enjoyed by the Gulf Arab states. Military activity across West Asia has intensified over the past few hours, with fresh strikes and aerial interceptions reported in several parts of the region. Israeli military says its aircraft carried out strikes in Tehran, targeting checkpoints run by the Basiji paramilitary force. According to Israeli Defense Forces, the attacks focused on roadblocks used by Iranian security forces to control movement inside the capital. Tensions also remain high around the Strait of Hormuz, a key global shipping route. Iran's Foreign Ministry spokesperson Ismail Baghai said the strait remains a tool of pressure, adding that some vessels may still be allowed to pass if they coordinate directly with the Iranian Navy. More from our correspondent.
Security across GCC countries remain on high alert as the conflict in West Asia continues to escalate. All the GCC states have reported missile and drone threats since the start of the crisis, prompting increased air defense operation and tighter protection around critical infrastructure. In Saudi Arabia, air defense systems have intercepted drones targeting energy facilities, including areas near the kingdom's eastern oil corridor. Authorities have strengthened security around major oil installations and key cities. Bahrain, which hosts the United States' Fifth Fleet, has also reported multiple interceptions of drones and missiles and remains under heightened military readiness. In the United Arab Emirates, air defense systems remained active throughout the day as authorities monitored incoming threats. Reports indicate that UAE forces intercepted 10 ballistic missiles and 26 drones launched from Iranian territory yesterday. Officials say that UAE does not seek escalation but will firmly respond to any violation of its sovereignty. Meanwhile, UAE has allowed expatriate residents currently abroad whose residency visas have expired to return to the country without obtaining new entry permit. Under a temporary measure announced by the Federal Authority of Identity, Citizenship, Customs and Port Security. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashwani News from Dubai.
U.S. Central Command has confirmed that an American military refueling plane went down in Iraq and rescue efforts are underway. The military said in a statement, KC-135 aircraft was part of the operation against Iran, but the crash was not due to hostile fire or friendly fire. U.S. Central Command, which oversees the Middle East, said that two aircraft were involved and that one landed safely and the other went down in western Iraq. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India remains a well-recognized and trusted nation globally, even amid disruptions in West Asia. Addressing the next conclave in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said the country remains steady and resilient despite the challenging situation in the region. He said the government is closely monitoring the situation to tackle disruptions in supply chains caused by the conflict in West Asia. He reaffirmed the government's commitment to addressing challenges related to the energy sector and said efforts are being made to encourage oil production, expand energy access and strengthen self-reliance in the sector.
भारत के तेज विकास के लिए अलग-अलग एनर्जी सोर्सेज को बढ़ावा देना निरंतर जरूरी रहा है और इसको मजबूत करने के लिए हमने दो स्तरों पर एक साथ काम किया है. पहला, देश में एनर्जी एक्सेस बढ़े हमने इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर तैयार किया और दूसरा, एनर्जी के लिए हमें सिर्फ विदेशों पर निर्भर ना रहना पड़े इसके लिए एनर्जी सेक्टर में आत्मनिर्भरता पर बल दिया.
दिस इज आकाशवाणी गिविंग यू द न्यूज. फॉर क्विक न्यूज अपडेट्स फ्रॉम द क्लॉक, फॉलो अस ऑन आवर एक्स हैंडल @AIRNewsAlerts. एंड फॉर डिटेल्स ऑफ स्टोरीज मोर, लॉग ऑन टू आवर वेबसाइट www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app.
Neha, your new car and that status. I wish I had taken commerce.
Who said CS is only for commerce students? I was from science stream myself.
Really? Even arts students can do it?
Absolutely. Anyone can pursue CS.
Why wait? Become a company secretary today. Start your corporate journey the right way. For detailed information, visit www.icsi.edu.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release the 22nd installment of Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi from Guwahati in Assam today. Union Agriculture and Farmer Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said Mr. Modi will release 18,640 crore rupees through direct benefit transfer to the bank accounts of around 9 crore 32 lakh farmers.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will transfer an amount of 18,640 crore rupees from Guwahati directly into the bank accounts of about 9 crore 32 lakh farmers through DBT. I would also like to inform that this scheme was launched in February 2019 and since then more than 4 lakh 9,000 crore rupees have already been transferred to farmers' accounts through DBT. With the release of the 22nd installment, this amount will increase to more than 4 lakh 27,000 crore rupees.
Prime Minister Modi will be on a two-day visit to Assam beginning today. During his visit, Mr. Modi will launch multiple development projects worth over 47,800 crore rupees in the state. More from our correspondent.
The Prime Minister will reach Kokrajhar in the afternoon and will perform Bhumi Pujan, lay foundation stones and flag off projects worth rupees 4,570 crore. The Prime Minister will lay foundation stone of a road infrastructure project Assammala 3.0 and six number of road projects including four flyovers and two bridges for the BTC area. On the same occasion, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of a railway periodic overhauling workshop in Kokrajhar and will also flag off three new trains Kamakha Sarlapalli Amrit Bharat Express, Guwahati New Jalpaiguri Express and Narangi Agartala Express. The PM will also address a huge public meeting at Kokrajhar before travelling to Guwahati. At Guwahati, the PM will perform Bhumi Pujan, inaugurate and dedicate to the nation several development projects around Rs 19,680 crore. The Prime Minister will also release the 22nd installment of the PM Kisan Scheme 2 of our 9.3 crore farmers across the country. Tomorrow, the Prime Minister will lay foundation stones and dedicate to the nation various projects worth Rs 23,550 crore at Silsar. Aminul Ozuddar, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
Lok Sabha will take up further discussion and voting on the supplementary demands for grants, second batch for 2025-2026. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will reply to the discussion in the House today. In Rajya Sabha, further discussion will be taken up on the working of the Ministry of Rural Development. Yesterday, in Lok Sabha, Union Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri made a statement about the steps taken by the government in response to the disruption to the global energy supply arising from the ongoing conflict in West Asia. He said domestic supply of LPG is fully protected and the standard time for booking to delivery for domestic LPG cylinders remains unchanged at 2.5 days.
India's crude supply position is secure. There is no shortage of petrol, diesel, kerosene, ATF or fuel oil. The availability of petrol, diesel, aviation, turbine fuel, kerosene and fuel oil is fully assured.
Meanwhile, Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, said there is a lot of panic regarding LPG and restaurants are struggling to operate and street vendors are also being affected.
The foundation of every single nation is its energy security. Why a nation the size of India would allow any other nation, the president of another nation, to give us permission to buy Russian oil, to decide who our relationships are with?
Sumit Antil has won the gold medal in men's javelin throw at the World Para Athletics Grand Prix 2026 in New Delhi yesterday with a throw of 69.25 metres. Pushpendra Singh secured the silver medal with a throw 56.91 metres, while Poonam Ram took bronze with an effort of 49.48 metres. India delivered an exceptional performance on day two of the event, securing multiple podium finishes across track and field events. India also dominated the men's 400 metres run T13, with Subodh Bhatt winning gold in 51.88 seconds, followed by Priyanshu Kaushik with silver in 53.19 seconds and Avnil Kumar claiming bronze in 56.91 seconds. India confirmed their berth in the upcoming FIH Hockey Women's World Cup 2026 after qualifying for the semi-finals of the ongoing qualifying tournament in Hyderabad. Along with India, seven other teams have also made their way for the upcoming Women's Hockey World Cup. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Sunil. The top story in Hindustan Times quotes Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Mujtaba Khamenei as vowing to keep the strategic Strait of Hormuz shut and continue attacks on the Gulf nations. Delhi in talks with Tehran to let fuel ships bound for India transit strait, headlines the Indian Express. Anxiety over LPG shortage has spilled over to the domestic sector, causing panic bookings of gas cylinders by domestic consumers, while server glitches in online booking systems are prompting people to queue up outside distribution agencies, writes the Times of India. Amid LPG shortage across India, the government has temporarily reintroduced kerosene for households and coal for hotels and restaurants due to disruptions in energy supply for Gulf countries, reports the Pioneer. In its editorial piece titled Dignity in Death, the Tribune says the Supreme Court's decision permitting passive euthanasia in a long-term vegetative state case marks a significant step in recognizing the right to die with dignity. The paper argues that relying solely on judicial guidelines is inadequate. It calls on the government to enact clear legislation on living wills, end-of-life care and safeguards to ensure humane and transparent decisions. Trump administration has launched trade investigations on excess industrial capacity across 16 trading partners, including India, China and the EU, writes Financial Express. A tiger from Ranthambore has established territory in Kuno National Park, prompting Madhya Pradesh to advance a multi-species conservation model integrating cheetahs, leopards and tigers, writes Hindustan Times. Officials say the development strengthens the case that major carnivores can coexist in shared habitats at Kuno. And finally, from safe passages to AI-based early warning systems and remote sensing technologies, India is adopting science-driven measures to reduce elephant deaths caused by train collisions, reports the Statesman. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Tanvi. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi discusses West Asia situation with Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian, expresses concern over escalation of tensions and loss of civilian lives. Iran's new Supreme Leader Ayatollah Mujtaba Khamenei vows to continue attacks on Gulf Arab countries and use closure of Strait of Hormuz as leverage against US and Israel. An American military refueling aircraft crashes in Iraq during Operation Epic Fury. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to release 22nd installment of PM Kisan scheme from Guwahati today to also launch multiple development projects in Assam. And Sumit Antil wins gold in javelin throw at the World Para Athletics Grand Prix 2026 in New Delhi. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.